Hi there, and welcome to Naturally Recovering Autism. I am your host, Kieran Thomas, and I want to thank you so much for being here and being a proactive parent and getting the resources that you need to let your child live their most fulfilling and independent life possible. When my own son was diagnosed with autism, I was told to drug him and try behavioral therapies, and there was nothing else that we could do for him but manage his symptoms the rest of his life. But I didn't want to do that. Fortunately, my background in craniosacral therapy of now 30 years, let me know that the brain can and does heal, but I didn't know that much about autism. What I did know is that I didn't want to just mask the symptoms with dangerous drugs. I wanted to find the causes and work with them naturally. And fast forward, it took me a decade and a lot of time and effort, but today my son is no longer diagnosable with autism after being told it could not happen. So I'm here to share with you valuable resources to save you the time and some of the expense that I had to spend to figure it out, and to help you let your child lead to their best results possible. Every child's level of recovery is different, but we know that children who couldn't sleep through the night are sleeping now through the night and happily. Their immune systems are now strong where they were once sick all the time. Children who were nonverbal and their parents were told they could never speak are now speaking. Children who were getting D's and F's in school are getting A's and B's. And those that were so anxious all the time and couldn't sit still and were uncomfortable in their own bodies are now calm and happy and relaxed. And they're leading fulfilling and independent lives with friends. This is what we want for our kids. So I'm here to share the resources with you so that you can get the best results for your child, the best possible. And you can start that right now with my free download of the top 7 foods to eliminate beginning today, of the top foods that are the most inflammatory and toxic that are contributing to those physical and behavioral symptoms of autism that your child is having that are making his life uncomfortable. So you can get that right now at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/7foods. And feel free to share that with anybody you know who would be interested. And I will also link to it in today's show notes. There's, of course, a lot more than diet, but this is something you could start doing today that will begin to reduce those symptoms. And I'm happy to share everything I can with you. So right now, let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back once again. Thanks for being here. I've done a little bit of a series, or I'm starting a little bit of a series on candida overgrowth and how it can affect children with autism. So if you missed my episode number 189, which was our last episode, then I will refer to it in the show notes today, which will be at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/190. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about one of the things that makes it hard for candida for us to get rid of it. And another thing that is very, very toxic for your child with autism and is a contributing factor to the symptoms of autism and a lot of health and behavioral issues. So not only is it candida and everything that candida does as far as, you know, the overgrowth of it, you know, inhabiting the gut, which then affects the immune system and weakens it, affects the gut microbiota, allows for a lot of inflammation, and actually tears holes in the gut lining because these candida have little spores. And again, I talked about this in our last episode, so you can, you know, refer back to it for further details. But it's really important to understand that these candida have these little legs on them that are like screwdrivers, and they can literally bore holes in the lining of the intestinal tract. Well, when that happens, your child can have more acquired allergies, maybe allergies they didn't have before. And that can be because now undigested food particles are getting through the digestive tract, through the lining there with before it's digested. And the immune system sees it as a foreign agent to attack. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It says, let's put out markers that create inflammation and help to fight this off every time we see it. So now all of a sudden your child has more allergies to foods that they didn't before. You know, picky eaters, this can be even a further contributing factor. We know that our children, especially with histamine sensitivities and allergies, can become very sensitive to food. It can become actually uncomfortable to eat. The histamines can cause some, you know, itching in the mouth. There are a lot of things that can happen. And so if your child sees that food makes them not feel that good,
then sometimes they don't want to eat other foods. We've also talked in the past, I know the diet changes are really challenging for parents. I know I've been through it myself, but it is possible. It takes time because, again, as we've talked about in past episodes, your child is literally addicted to many of the foods that they're eating, you know, with the processed carbohydrates turned to sugar in the body, or any sugars are feeding the candida, the food that they need to thrive and survive. So as those bugs in our gut are craving those foods, we, the host body, crave them. So your child might be craving those foods. And then we've talked, of course, about gluten and casein being two of the top contributors to inflammation and a lot of other problems, but they also create opiates in the body, just like the opiate drug. So they are literally addicted to these foods, and it takes time to very slowly wean them off. And as you can start to even get little bits of nutrition into their body, then their gut can start to heal, their brain can start to calm down, the inflammation can get a little bit better. And so then over time, and again, it's a process, but over time, they could become much less of a picky eater. So this is really helpful for you to know as a parent, because, you know, those challenges, you wonder, well, why is my child such a picky eater? So the food allergies and the candida overgrowth and the addiction to some of these foods that are really bad for them are some of the contributing factors. And today I wanted to talk about one of the main reasons why it can be really hard to get rid of candida so easily. And for, of course, my free download for the food guide is at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/7foods, the number 7 and no spaces between 7 and foods. And that's there for you as well. I'm going to link to it, of course, in the show notes, because those are like the top 7 foods you really, there are more, but there are the top 7 foods you want to work to eliminate. And again, it's a weaning process, because I know parents usually kind of freak out and say, oh my gosh, Karen, are you kidding me? That's all my child will eat. There, you know, and I just mentioned many of the reasons why. Something else I wanted to talk about today that has to do with heavy metal toxicity in children and is mercury. And children on the autism spectrum really both have candida and heavy metal toxicity. It is a given. And if you've had a lot of testing for heavy metals and it didn't really come out, maybe that your child had them, I would say that the test is inaccurate. Many of them are a waste of money. Your body will only excrete any toxin at certain times. And so these urine tests that they do for heavy metal toxicity are very inaccurate, because your body, your child's body might not be excreting a lot of heavy metals at that time that the urine sample is taken. So there is a hair analysis test that's more accurate. But either way, if you're using something safe and natural, and I will link to something in the show notes today for you, but something safe and natural that can fight off heavy metal toxicity and other toxins, then it's safe, natural, and only beneficial all the way around. You don't have to worry about using harmful drugs for heavy metal chelation like we'll talk about today. Save your money. Many of these tests are very inaccurate. And even if they come out that they are positive, you think, well, great, now I know my child has it. Well, I can tell you they have it right now, because we all are toxic with heavy metals, because we have them in our food, our air, the water we drink. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in today's episode, but it's really important to understand that we are exposed to heavy metal toxins every single day. Now, our children with autism have very, very poor detoxification pathways working, which means that they have a harder time dispelling the toxins out of their body. So they accumulate faster and accumulate more. And this becomes part of the process that happens to break down the neurological system, affecting the brain, causing many of the symptoms of autism. Now, these are, again, contributing factors. If you've never seen my free workshop, please do, that I talk about the 4 necessary stages for optimum results in autism recovery. And that link is at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop. But you really want to be educated as a parent, because you want to know what all needs to be done. Just like today, as I'm mentioning, candida and then leaky gut issues, nutritional, of course, nutrition's not absorbing properly. If your child's body has leaky gut syndrome and bad bacteria that are literally eating up a lot of their nutrition of anything they are eating, so your child is left with with nothing or very little nutrition left in their body. Some people say, my child is hungry all the time, but they eat all the time. Well, it's likely their body is not absorbing the nutrition from the foods that they're eating. So these are all important things for you to know and why we want to recover all of the pieces. Now, remember the definition of recovery is to regain health. We need to heal the gut. We need to safely and naturally remove heavy metal toxins. We need to clear the co-infections of autism, mold, Lyme, strep, parasites, all of these things that are affecting our child. And then later on, lastly, we do some brain support repair because if you do a lot of therapies now, they are an expense, very expensive and very time consuming. We've all been through it. We're all, many of you are in it right now. And so we want to have that money actually go to something beneficial. Well, if your child's brain is really toxic right now, they likely cannot get, are not capable of doing all that they could be capable of doing had these been removed first. And all of these things, their biology and their health to be improved and the inflammation gone and the toxicity reduced, and the co-infections gone before you spend your time and money on these therapies, because then they'll get so much more out of it. So definitely watch my free workshop if you haven't yet. It's available for you, and I'll link it to it in the show notes again. But again, I wanted to talk today about children on the autism spectrum. Again, they have candida and they have heavy metal toxicity. The essential candida diet, of course, is when we starve out the bad bacteria by removing, again, these bad processed foods, the excess sugars that these candida thrive on. So basically by doing this, you're going to start to ensure a better outcome. However, it's lesser known that mercury will actually slow down the removal of candida. Mercury inhibits the body's natural ability to fight off the excess candida. So it's imperative to not only do a proactive diet and a candida protocol, of course, but this mu we must eradicate or we must work on the heavy metal detoxification as well. So these are important. And again, we want to support the detox pathways first. There's a process to this, and I will talk about that in that free workshop if you happen to watch it, because it's important to understand that our children's bodies need to be supported first. Mercury and candida are basically like friends, or I will say mercury is candida's friend because, again, it inhibits the body's natural ability to be able to fight off the candida. And it's likely one reason the candida can be so challenging to get rid of for you because, again, there's still mercury in the system. And I have found if we get rid of mercury and candida seems to go away a lot more easily. But first, we want to heal and strengthen the gut. So the toxins released from heavy metals and fungus lower the body's ability to turn the food we eat into energy. And with conventional sulfur-containing heavy metal chelation methods, such as DMSA, which is what you'll get if you go see a practitioner, that you have to exercise caution with these. And be sure their liver is supported. And first, the gut has, more balance to it prior. But also, sulfur and DMSA can weaken the GI tract further. These DMSA also allows it pulls out the good metals, the good minerals that we need, like calcium and magnesium, that our children are usually already depleted in. We don't want something that's going to pull out the good stuff, right? We want something that's only going to pull out what is necessary, the bad stuff. The other problem with DMSA is it will allow for reabsorption of those toxins, those heavy metal toxins, as it's trying to excrete them and pull them out of the body. It's also enabling it to release and let go of them, redistributing it throughout the body and the bloodstream and spreading it through the body again. So you've got now a new myriad of problems. So this is really important to understand these things that these are not really safe methods and it's always what they use. Plus these are gigantic horse pills. Our kids can't take these huge pills. Or they'll do it in an IV. And IVs are very traumatic for any child, but especially a very, very sensitive child with autism. Mercury is known again to what it does is it inhibits the body's ability to kill candida, by preventing a type of white blood cell called a neutrophil from killing the candida or the fungus. And these cells normally destroy microorganisms and foreign matter in the blood. That's their job. Some common sources of mercury come from our environment. The air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink contain heavy metals. And additionally, mercury amalgam filling, dental fillings are a strong source of toxicity, and the amalgams a mother has during pregnancy leak into her the feed into her body, and then the fetus, the growing baby, will be kind of like a conduit where the heavy metal toxins are detoxifying into. So then the baby can actually then be born with mercury toxicity already. When mercury is being excreted from the body, yeast again will act up. And by act up, I mean it'll move around the body, get into the bloodstream and organs, and create symptoms known as die-off. Now, these are increased physical and behavioral symptoms such as headaches, rashes, fatigue, hyperactivity, inability or irritability or aggression, even sometimes violent behaviors will show up, lack of ability to focus all of a sudden, or maybe worse than they were before, a regression in speech, trouble sleeping, or worsened sleep. All of these things are called die-off symptoms. It's where your child will actually get worse as the body is detoxifying. Again, going back to why I keep reiterating the importance of having detoxification support, toxin binders in the body, things that can sop up those extra toxins and help support the excess of toxins being released. Because as the candida die, hence the term die-off, then they are a new toxic burden on the body. Well, the liver, the organ of detoxification, is already backed up in children with autism. The detoxification pathways are not working well in children with autism. All of these things need to be supported as you're doing this. It's so important because die-off is very, very likely to happen. It is almost certain. However, we can reduce the likelihood down to the minimum as we possibly can by supporting the body properly as we do the dietary changes, and even first, because it can be much, much easier on you and your child. And again, we really want to have their body have that extra support it needs so that they can be able to handle the die-off a little bit better, and those physical and behavioral symptoms can be minimized. At least at the best, we want to minimize them because they're going to happen, and we want the candida to die. We want this. But if we do it too rapidly, or if we don't have enough detox support in place, you're going to see really, really heightened symptoms. So we want to be able to minimize that and make it easier on both you and your child. So again, my last episode, podcast number 189, What is Candida and How Did It Affect Children with Autism? I'll link that to that in the show notes. My free workshop for all four stages, if you want to be able to get educated further on all four stages for optimum results in autism recovery, it's at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, no spaces, just all free workshop. And then there's also a natural product everybody always asks me, so I like to give it because I don't like to shoot out a bunch of supplements ever, because I feel very irresponsible if I do that, because again, the body needs to be supported. And I still would say that prior to having some detox binders and other things in place. But there is a product called PBX, it's known as Pure Body Extra. It's a zeolite, but a very specific one, and it's natural, not synthetic, and all the contaminants have been removed from it. And it's a spray that tastes like water, and it will grab onto heavy metals in the body and as it and take them out. It grabs on like a magnet, and so it'll pull them out without allowing for reabsorption of the toxins, and it doesn't take out any of the good minerals. So I will link to that in the show notes for you too, because I know that parents always are like, well, what can I do? And I know there are a lot of steps, and again, that's why I have the free workshop to help you understand what there is to do, all of the things for the best results, how you can support your body, and how I can support you in this process, because I am happy to do it. It's why I do this, because My son, when he was diagnosed with autism, I was told there was nothing we could do for him and that we should drug him and try behavioral therapies and good luck. You'll be managing his symptoms the rest of your life. That's just how it is with autism. And I thought, I'm gonna drug him. I have a 30-plus year background in craniosacral therapy studying the brain. I knew the brain could heal. It's a scientific fact. You can look up studies. And then I thought, I also have a holistic health background. And I was like, I don't wanna just drug him. I want to find out what the causes are. How can I naturally and safely, work at the root causes to help his body heal naturally so these symptoms can reduce, or even for my son ended up being removed. Today, his symptoms are gone, even after I was told it wasn't possible. We know every child's level of recovery is different, but every child can improve. I've seen it with hundreds of parents that I've worked with. On my website, you can look at the testimonials page and see how many other people have shared the improvement in speech. Even children who were level three autism went going down to level one autism, like better sleep, focus. One was irritable and biting kids under the desk and terrified of other kids at age 13, just 3 years ago. Now, from my program and the mom working with what I shared with her, he is the leader in his teen summer program. He's happy. All the kids love him. He has friends. I mean, just life changing. And any amount of better is better to help the quality of our children's life to improve in any way that we can do it, because they deserve it just like anybody else. And just because their detoxification pathways aren't working right and they're loaded with toxins and they're inflammatory and they have these co-infections in place doesn't mean they can't get better. It's obvious that this is human biology. So if you work with the underlying root causes, it makes sense that they can improve, right? And I've seen it over and over, not only with my own son, but with so many parents I've helped. So the very, very first and easiest step that I can give you is my free food guide. And again, I'll link to it in the show notes. NaturallyRecoveringAutism.com/7foods is the link. But again, this is podcast episode number 190, 190. So all the show notes will be there for you at NaturallyRecoveringAutism.com/190. I hope this was helpful for you. I really, again, always appreciate what you're doing for your child. And, taking the time and the commitment to finding the resources and then implementing them is key, but knowledge is also key. So I'm happy to help you with these resources, educate you further, and I'm happy to support you on this journey. I hope this is helpful for you, and thanks for being here again. If you have a moment to leave a quick review on your favorite streaming platform, it really helps other parents find this more easily and so that they can get a chance to get the resources they need as well. And it helps the podcast grow, which again makes it easier for people to find. So, again, thanks for your time and what you're doing for your child. And I hope this has been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.